Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Remember your first mobile phone? Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because you were, reminiscing about your old Panasonic, Niamh.
Oh God, I was. That sound has really taken me back.
Yeah, you'd nearly miss it, wouldn't you?
I would. I'm reaching for my old brick phone now as we speak. Look, I was writing about this in the Irish Times this week. And yeah, I went down the rabbit hole of first phone nostalgia. I was talking to my two kids. I was trying to describe to them how different phones were, like when I first had one. And I first got my first mobile when I was 13. And like, this wasn't today or yesterday, like I'm 43. So this is,
must have been one of the first with because I think I was about 15 when I got a Nokia 5110. And I know I was definitely one of the first in my group with a phone.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, my parents didn't set out to get me this phone. Like, I think they were trying to sell them to, like, my dad ran a business. So they were trying to lock him in to, you know, a contract.
Part of the deal.
And they're like, here's a couple of extra handsets, you know, to sweeten the deal. So I kind of ended up getting this phone by default. And oh my God, I loved it. But like, no one else had a phone yet. I had no one to call. I was afraid to use it because I thought it would be really expensive. Texting existed, but no one, like, I didn't text. I didn't know how to text. It had a tiny little screen on it, almost like a calculator. There was three ringtones that were just a series of beeps. It had an aerial on the top. It had this huge battery that was really heavy. But oh my God, Andrea, I loved it. I loved just holding it and almost like just posing with it, but I rarely used it. But very, very quickly, everyone had one.
Yeah,
it was
I'm
amazing.
Just Googling it here. So you had what? You had the Panasonic, what was it?
The Panasonic G350,
It's very similar to the old Nokia 5110, isn't it? It's nearly like what you imagine an old kind of car phone from the early 90s used to look like.
Absolutely. And it was, I thought it was the bee's knees. But like trying to get across to my kids how different phones were. Like I don't still have it. It's probably somewhere in my folks' attic. But I Googled it and I showed them a picture. And they were sort of like, that's not a phone, Mum. Like there's no screen on it. And there's buttons and stuff. And
they didn't know what you were talking
aerial?
About.
Because they have plastic ones from when they were smaller that look very like that. You know, with buttons you can press and stuff. So to them, a phone like is a screen, you know, and calls are videos. They're not things you hold up to your ear anymore. It just totally took me down the rabbit hole and I felt really old because I've had the same mobile number for 30 years.
That's good going.
And I just thought, wow.
That you've managed to keep that.
Yeah, because back in the day, I don't know if you remember, but like certain handsets were locked to different providers. So if you wanted to get a particular handset, you had to change network. And for a while, you had to change number. It wasn't until maybe 2000 when you were able to keep your number when you switched to a different provider. So I think I've done pretty well having the same number for 30 years.
I think so. Aoife Rooney is assistant editor of Weekend Magazine at the Irish Independent. Aoife, what was your first phone?
God, my first phone seems so much more glamorous because I don't even remember the brand, but it was, I think it was Vodafone was the brand. There was no Panasonic or Nokia or anything like that.
You see, that's a sign of youth now. You're definitely about a decade younger than myself and Eve, if that's the case.
Yeah. This is it. I was also younger when I got my phone. I was kind of 9, which is a little bit kind of embarrassing to admit in hindsight. But I was definitely plaguing my parents. But it was a tiny pink and white, shiny contraption with butterflies on it. I was made up, as you might understand.
Yeah. Like, so you were even, Snake was probably even beyond your time then, Aoife.
It was. I remember being very young and being shown to it by my cousins who were a little bit older than me. But I never had that old style Nokia phone myself.
Do you know my favourite phone?
Not call it old.
Yeah, my favourite of all of them, at one point I had a gold flip phone, like a Motorola kind of flip phone. And I thought unbelievable with this thing.
They were the bee's knees, a Motorola Razor that you
That's what it was. It's a really skinny little thing.
Sex in the City, yeah. Pink one. And we all wanted one. It was the coolest thing. And when you're finished calling someone, you could like slam it down. You could flip it up with your thumb. It was so cool.
Listener says, I wish
I... The phone is such a lost art. I really regret having missed all that trend. I missed it by a few years.
Yeah, I think the flip phone made a comeback there though recently. Our own Jess Kelly at one point had... Was it Samsung brought out a kind of a modern day flip phone?
They have a fantastic flip phone. And I was bothering our kind of very own Adrian Weckler, a technology editor, in the office this week, asking if he thinks Apple will be bringing out a flip phone, because they'd have a loyal customer in me if they did. I'd let him dictate on whether that would be the case. But I don't want it enough to move over to Samsung, but I would be, if anything would move me, it would be that.
Yeah, well, listener says, I too had that Motorola Razr phone. It was also pink. I thought it was so cool. This listener says, I wish I still had my first phone. It was a Nokia as well. I used to love to play Snake on it. Des and Gorey tells me that he had a Panasonic mobile similar to yourself, Niamh, back in the mid-90s. It was nicknamed the Mars Bar. So called because it was very simply the shape of one. Less than half the size of the other phones. The battery had about 18-hour standby on it, and if you made any calls it would drain in about 15 minutes. The prepaid phone didn't exist in the early to mid 90s, so I did have to have a contract at about 25 pence per month and calls costing 22 pence per minute. Another listener again also had a flip phone with a keyboard that you could text and walk at the same time, but they now hate having that flat screen. What about the ringtones, Niamh? I mean, they were so different in those early days.
They were so different. They were very kind of beep orientated, and then eventually we got into the era of like having songs kind of as our ringtones, and you used to pay a fortune. Like, again, this is hard to get across to
young people
who probably have their they have their phones on silent that never rings. But we used to pay a fortune to get all the hot songs as ringtones. It was like premium numbers you could phone, and you'd spend a fortune getting your favorite like pop song as your ringtone, and you'd hope it would ring so everyone would hear that you had like this cool ringtone. But now, geez, I mean, my phone's on silent. If I lose it, and my husband says, oh, well, I ring it for you to see if
no
we can
point.
Find it. And I say, sure, it's on silent. I won't be able to hear it.
No, I have the very obnoxious just ring, you know, the regular ring phone, and it's at full blast, and they're always giving out to me here in the office for having it up, so bloody loud. The ringtones and buying actual ringtones for your phone, was that a thing for you?
It was a thing. Again, I would be guilty of having my phone on silent now, but historically I think I made such a thing of I was changing my ringtone weekly. But in the same kind of vein, it was also, I grew up in the era of, you know, at the back of magazines where you could buy wallpapers.
Yes.
And it was like 2 and 3 euro for a wallpaper. And I think it was hooked up to my mum's account somehow. So I'm sure she got a land more than once about me going off buying many very important at the time wallpapers for my phone at 9.
There was something kind of fun though about buying credit for your phone. Do you remember you have to go into the news agents and get the credit, the 10 euro credit?
It was such, there was something so grown up as well about having a reason to go into the shop to buy anything. Like, it was your first excuse to actually have to say, oh, I need to go in and get this credit, and I have business with the newsagents or the post office or whatever it was.
Your jobs to do.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. This, listener, says, my first phone was the very first phone that came out where you had to pull up the aerial. You got a spare battery with it as well. It was so heavy, though. I think it was even before Nokia was developed, says this listener. Another texter says, I remember the day when you had to put the big long number for credit into your phone, and this guy that I didn't want to talk to thought I'd no credit, so he sent me credit, so I'd no excuse. But then again, I had to turn around and actually ring him. You were probably part of the buying credit era too then, Niamh.
Oh, definitely, yeah, that was like a rite of passage. And particularly, I think, with those Nokia, was it the 3310s? Like, everyone had that phone. Like, every single person in my class, in my sphere, had those phones. We were all playing Snake on them. We all had them in school. Like, there was no, it was totally different. There was no policy as such about phones, because they weren't computers. They were literally phones. So, okay, we might have been texting one another and playing Snake, but that was the height of it. Like, it really didn't take our attention. We weren't scrolling on it on social media and stuff like that. And often we ran out of credit, so we could do nothing with the phones.
What do you have now, Niamh? Like, are you a bit of a, you know, are
oh
you?
Oh God,
are
I'm
you fun
very boring. I
fussy.
Just have an iPhone, like most people.
Yeah, you're kind of like
and
me.
It's really boring. Like, I have it because my phone now is my life. It's my wallet, my banking, my work, my social interact, like everything is on it. And it would be difficult to change over to something else.
I know.
For someone like
God,
me.
Even trying to get your head around it as well. It's such a torture. What about you, Aoife? What do you have?
I have an iPhone as well. And I will continue to have one out of pure stubbornness unless Apple refuse to come out with the flip phone, in which case I'm going to have a talk with myself about the flip one.
Yeah. This listener says the ringtones also that you could buy with the credit. They had a ringtone chart on TV with codes for those ringtones. Surely nobody forgets that Crazy Frog was
Crazy
number
Frog.
One for quite a while. We've this voice note in from Amy.
Girls, the Motorola Razr is back. And it's amazing. And it's a flip phone. And it has a screen, a big screen on the inside and a little screen on the outside. And it fits in your pocket. And it's deadly.
I didn't know this. So it's actually, so it's back better than ever before then, Aoife.
This is exactly marketed for me. I have to go.
straight into the phone shop to try and get one. Aoife Rooney, Niamh O'Reilly. Listen, thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme today. Really appreciate it. Loads of listeners getting in touch with us this afternoon to tell us about their first mobiles.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.